Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Astros lost last night 4-3, gave up 4 in the first. A down-the-line double and then a ball that the announcers said, a double that the announcers said zero chance Jake had of catching that. And that's the, by StatCast or whoever does that, that he had zero chance, and he got a glove on it, and unfortunately he wasn't able to come up with it. And then they scored 4 runs. Brendan Rodgers came up with a 3-run homer in the 6th. You had 3 more innings to get something done, and you couldn't do anything. Mm-hmm. And they had a chance with a double by Cam Smith, the great Cam Smith, Israel, the great Cam Smith.
That's right.
With a
future
double.
Hall of Famer.
Yeah. And no, with the best player on the Houston Astros, mm-hmm. Cam Smith, came up with a double, and then they bunted him along to third, down 4-0, which I don't think I've ever seen. I've ever seen down 4 runs. I don't care what inning it is, that you're bunting a guy along to get to play small ball. And then Jose Altuve tried to bunt him home when the infield was back, which is just not smart baseball. Just bad baseball.
It's bad baseball. Have you seen where – has it been stated that this was – that they did that on their own? Did anyone ask? I didn't see it anywhere. I couldn't find it anywhere either.
I don't know. Are they even doing post games for the Astros now?
There's post game. Yeah, you always there's always people in there post game.
Yeah, I know. But
yeah, Brian McTaggart's still doing the thing.
Does anybody care?
Well, that's a different
Brian
question.
Brian does that damn thing.
Yeah, him and Chandler Rome, they're still doing that thing.
Yeah.
Is anybody reading it? That's a different thing altogether.
Yeah. People who read Brian McTaggart's work.
What I'm saying is not that he doesn't do good work. I'm saying, are the Astros relevant enough for people where they care enough?
Mean the multi-time ALCS attendance?
That's not really a stat. That's not something people put anywhere.
Four World Series appearances.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're paying attention. But, trust me.
Are you?
Yep.
You said that quietly.
I don't really.
I'm not staying around for the post game. I don't know. I don't know. They should have addressed it if they didn't. But if anybody knows if they addressed, it's impossible to know. But if you do know,
I'm gonna go to Astros.com and see Brian McTaggart's gamer and see if that was addressed. And I'll have an answer for you.
Asked about Altuve trying to bunt with the infield back. Oh, down 4 runs. Ugh. But Pena, the top of the order coming up, runner on second, nobody out, and you're bunting the runner along. Top of the order. The guy who's got a 9-game hit streak. That makes me nuts. The good games, though, there were a couple of good ones. The Pacers winning, and Tyrese Halliburton.
How about the last? I mean, they came back from 20 down.
And how about this?
They were down 5 with 37 seconds to go, and they won with a 3 at the buzzer. Well, close to the buzzer.
Playoff record when trailing by 7 points with less than minute 30 left in the game. The Indiana Pacers are 2-0. Every other team in the last 20 years is 1-384.
In the last 20 years, so that didn't even include Reggie Miller.
No.
Against the Knicks.
How about that? Down 7 points with less than 3 minutes, a minute 30 left in the game.
Mm-hmm.
1-384, and the Pacers are 2-0 this postseason. Holy crap.
Yeah, that's pretty – that's crazy. And you now have the Cleveland Cavaliers who are down. They have to win 4 of the next 5. And they had to keep Garland out, Evan Mobley. They're clearly – for them to miss kind, you know, not a must-win game, but you pretty much really need to win that game at home before you go on the road, you know it's got to be bad. And so they've got to be right. They got to get fully healthy to win four of the next five. So they got to win four of the next five. I still think it's doable against Pacers, but Pacers know who they are. They've got a primary in Tyrese Halliburton. They've got good players around them, but they know who to go to, and he's a clutch player in key times. So that's a pretty sporty team. Now, I want to see the Celtics. I'd like to see the Celtics overcome the Knicks. I don't think I could deal with New York Knicks basketball fan right now. It would be old school going Knicks-Pacers. Boy, that's an old school series. You remember that one from back in the day. But, no, I'm kind of hoping personally for the Celtics. And with the Rockets out of it, I don't know about you guys. Part of me wouldn't – it would – I don't know. Part of me – see, I've got a lot of respect for Steph Curry. I fear him, but I feared other players and teams in the past as a Houston fan. And there's some I don't like. And then I've never really –
Warriors, come out to play, yeah!
I just dislike – I don't dislike the Warriors. I don't love the Warriors as – yeah. And you saw my Thundersticks. John saw it. I was anti-Warriors with my Thundersticks.
I don't know. I thought they might have been Warriors.
No, I was Thundersticking for a miss. And I did it. I got them to miss with my Thundersticks on a free throw. But it wouldn't be the worst. I would kind of love the carnage if Steph Curry won a title to watch what would happen with people who want to down LeBron. Like, there's already talk that LeBron, you're out if Steph Curry wins. And then there was also the conversation, Steph Curry's out of the conversation as one of the best ever if he loses.
That's a conversation in your house.
Well, I know. But Mason got it from Instagram.
Oh.
Well, so Instagram's having
Instagram,
this conversation.
Yeah,
I mean, what happens, though, if he wins, his fifth title? What happens if Steph Curry to win a fifth title with this crumb bum team?
He's a top three guy now. I mean, don't care what he does the rest of the world.
Crumb bums around him, and he – Pajinski, Moody. Okay, there are a bunch of crumb bums on this team.
Go down the list.
If Steph even goes to the Western Conference.
Pat Spencer.
Crumb bum.
Not a crumb bum.
Yes, Draymond Green.
Crumb bum.
Let's see.
Jimmy Butler.
Well, you can't say Jimmy Butler.
Not really. Not in the playoffs.
He's not a crumb bum.
Not playoff Jimmy. Kevin Looney.
Crumb bum.
Poole.
Crumb bum.
He's not there anymore, by the way.
He's not even
not
there.
Poole. The white guy.
Pudzinski?
No, the big.
Quinn Post?
Oh, Post.
Yeah, Quinn Post.
Crumb bum.
He's crumb bum. Who else? Who are the
other? He hit a lot of shots against the Rockets.
They only had, who else?
Santos?
Oh, GP3.
Two.
Crumb bum.
Junior, two.
Two. What about
Santos?
Crumb bum.
Bunch of crumb bums, John.
Kuminga.
Yeah. Kuminga.
Crumb bum.
They got a bunch of crumb bums on that team.
Two crumb bum.
And if he takes them even to the Western Conference final, or God forbid they get there with him out with a hamstring injury. Oh,
is it
God.
Lucky that they got – I don't know. The Lakers kind of sucked. The Lakers are – I don't know.
It's Lakers so funny. Are old
Wait a minute.
And slow.
It's down to Minnesota. This West that was so unbelievable, it's down to Minnesota – Golden State, who are playing teams, and Denver
now,
and
the
Oklahoma
other two
City.
Are legit. Like everyone,
legit.
But did you see the? I don't know if you saw this. How about this, John? ESPN platforms average 4.46 million viewers across 12 games, up 14% from last year TV viewers. ABC led the way with blah blah blah, 14% increase. The six games on ESPN were up 10%. TNT averaged 3.3 million viewers across 25 first-round playoff games, a 3% increase from last year. That number was highlighted by a Game 7 between the Rockets and Warriors on Sunday that drew 6.6 million, the most-watched first-round game since 2009 Bulls and Celtics. It's the most-watched game in 16 years in the first round.
These playoffs, now, NHL and NBA, have been great.
I don't think it's just Golden State, by the way. I think there's a growing, like, I think people understood that there's a little something. You know, you could see the highlights. I think it was because there was some scrapping going on in the game. I can tell you this. Whenever there's – did you want to see the hockey match between U.S. and Canada after they had that fight?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
People saw the highlights, and I think they said, ooh, I want to see what happens in this one between the Rockets
and LZ,
State.
Ratings are up from historic lows. They had nowhere else to go.
Up from 16. Up the most watched game in 16 years. 6 point. You don't want to do this with baseball. Like, you don't want to compare basketball to baseball. If you're going to say that about basketball, make sure that you say baseball's on life support. Make sure you do that also.
Right.
Because look at baseball's. Baseball can't even touch Caitlin
Clark.
Is this
a white
games.
And black thing? White baseball.
Well, there's an anti NBA thing that's gone on that some people can't let go of. They can't let you enjoy a sport.
Yeah.
So I don't even know who said that, but I can just tell you that there's a thing with basketball where people don't like basketball, and they'll tell you how much they don't like it, and they'll try to down it. And, you know, frankly, if you don't want to watch it, then don't comment on it. Like, if you're not watching, you don't have to comment.
It's H-Town Bulldog.
Yeah, but you don't have to comment on it because you're not watching it. That's fine. News
for
you.
The games have been great.
I got news for you. Every sport outside the NBA has gone down historically low since cord cutting. It's just it's the facts. Does anyone talk about golf's historically low TV ratings Woods has been out?
Speaking of which, where are you guys on the controversy with Scottie Scheffler taking this week off right before the PGA Championship?
I'm good with it. You got to get ready for the PGA Championship. You're trying to get a Scottie.
Now hold on. When the two times he hasn't played before a major, he hasn't played well. Now, he won last week and historically won last week. Do you think he should have kept on playing?
What's the controversy?
Scottie Scheffler didn't play this week at the Truist.
No, but why is that controversial?
Because he's got the PGA next week and he got to get ready for it.
So,
he's home with his family business. Instead of getting
hold on,
ready
hold
for
it. Hold on. That can't really be. Is that a real controversy? That his
well, it's
own
not
personal
controversy,
choice?
But it's a discussion. It's a big story.
Tiger would do that all the time.
No, Tiger did it every time.
He would bail on us.
But he would never play in the week before.
Never. So
but
why is
Scottie,
this a big problem?
Scottie has not played well when
they're coming
he
after
hasn't
white
played.
Golfers.
So where are you guys on this?
Is this narrative being the narrative being pushed by police unions because of what he did?
No. It's
when
not.
He tried to drag
when
a cop
he tried
down
to drag
street?
A cop? Is this the
is
police
the
union finding
every
their way?
Time we bring up Scottie
yes,
Scheffler.
Yes, it will be.
He ran over a police officer.
He ran over a police officer. We
he
will bring it up.
Over.
He tried to.
The charges were dropped because they were a big farce. So
that guy's pants got ripped. Yeah. He had to change out of his pants.
Well, then sew him up. Okay, let's go. Fix yourself up. And then how about that DeChambeau and Koepka were invited to the big dinner, which is their possibility for the Ryder Cup team. Where are you guys on that?
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me they refused or something. That was a
no, they didn't. They were there.
Okay.
They were there.
So where am I on two golfers being invited to a dinner?
Yeah,
is that what you're
you
asking?
Where are you on this?
I don't know.
King and Bradley invited them.
I hope they didn't get bubble guts. That's my opinion on it. I hope the food was great. That's all.
I think the food was probably pretty good.
I'm sure it was. I'm not sure what we're doing here.
Two golfers got
invited to a dinner. Did they have steak?
I don't know. I don't know what they served. Lance, where are you on this? You don't have a...
I back Scottie. I back the
blue.
I back the black.
The black
he
of what?
He wears black shirts.
Oh, I thought you're
in actually. Does he wear black shirts?
No, he doesn't wear black shirts.
I was trying to come up with a B.
The blue.
The blue.
You back the blue because they're after
well,
Scottie.
Then I'm anti Scottie.
In Scottie's instance, you're backing the white.
Well, I'm backing Scottie Scheffler's personal choice
to run over a police officer.
Well, not that so much as not play.
Oh, okay, I agree there.
Spend time with his family.
Well, that's his choice. If he wants to do that, that's his problem.
Other people decide to spend less time with their family.
Yeah, that's his problem if he wants to do
that. And that's a problem. That's a problem. Okay.
Lance, if I gave you the option, get prepared for the draft the week before or spend time with your family, what are you doing?
Well, work is work.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, so.
Okay. All right. Let's break. And on National Break on Time Day, which, of course, we have been adhering to and celebrating this holiest of holidays, National Break on Time Day. Let's talk about Aqueduct Plumbing. We had a plumber here yesterday, Lance, and at first he said nothing, and then he said, oh, you know what, there is something. And I was like, oh, I wish I had. Nothing against the guy. He was great. Nothing against him. But my problem is that I don't have Billy Brown here in L.A. That's my problem. And if you don't have Billy Brown in your life, then you know what? It's good. I'm going to say this. It's better to not have Billy Brown in your life because then you don't have any problem plumbing issues. But if you do have plumbing mm-hmm. issues and you don't have Billy Brown in your life sucks.
Yep.
That's right.
And you'll pay a lot more, by the
yes.
way. And
yes.
you may get a plumber
you'll
that's
pay for it.
Oh, the plumber may be fixing things that don't need to be fixed. Oh, you got to get this thermal. You got to get this thermal ratchet socket replaced, yeah. too. I'm gonna go ahead and replace that for you also so that you don't so your house doesn't explode. What? Before you know it, bang, boom, bing, you're paying for stuff you don't need. You need somebody who is honest, somebody who does good work, somebody who's transparent, and somebody who, you know, wants you to feel confident that you're going to get great work at a fair price. And that's exactly what you get from our friends over at Aqueduct Plumbing Company. Go to the website. Go look at all the different services they offer at aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Yeah, I saw a video of Tyrese Halliburton. I think it was just this year in the last minute, I think, of a game or last 2 minutes of a game. To tie or take the lead, he's 10 for 11. I think it might be like the last 30 seconds.
How do they think he's so overrated?
I don't know how that
I'm trying to figure out. Like, all he's done is turn himself into a star-level player who plays well in the clutch. That's just a personal attack, I think, on Tyrese Halliburton.
They might just not like him. I don't know.
No, it's got to be they just don't like him. Like, the way he created that space for the step back, For the winning three, he was going for a jugular. He wasn't trying to win with the two. He was going to step back. Of course, everyone defaults to a step back three nowadays anyway. But, man, it was like the way they won is so improbable. God, yeah, what a choke by Cleveland.
He got that board off of the miss on purpose. And he said, I could have put it back up and tied the game, but I didn't. He said, no. I thought I had some time, so let me go back here. And, wow. Wow, just he's really 10 for 11. He is 10 for 11 to win, to take the lead, or tie the game. That is clutch. That is clutch, and he's been clutch. Indiana, and I guess you know what, we talk about the leagues and. They want certain teams to win or whatnot. Indiana getting there ain't helping no ratings at all. But they're good enough to get there, man. Cleveland has been a juggernaut and has been great all year long. And they're 0-2 at home.
Mm-hmm.
0-2 at home. They got to win, like you said, 4 out of 5.
You know, but they haven't had Darius Garland, so they got to get Garland back. Indiana's fine. You know, I don't like – Cleveland to me is a snooze. So I've always felt this whole time like I don't know how they've done it. I don't honestly know how they've been that dominant. When I watched them against the Rockets, I never got the feeling that they were a dominant team. And so I'm fine. Eliminate them. I don't have any problem. Get rid of them if you want to. But I guess the Knicks are okay. I don't want to have to deal with Nick basketball fan. So I think I'd rather have obnoxious Celtic fan than obnoxious Knicks fan. Pacers fans aren't really obnoxious, but, man, is that a kind of a snooze of a team, though, a little bit. You could say the same thing about Oklahoma City in a way.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know that Oklahoma City brings the juice, but they've been so dominant all year that I'd kind of like to see, you know, it feels like them versus the Nuggets. I don't know. I don't know that I think those other two play-in teams can really compete in a championship. But if you get on a heater, we've seen it with the Rockets before, won a championship like that. Although the Rockets were a dangerous team the whole year, they just had injuries. And then they won a championship from whatever there was, the sixth seed years and years ago. So, I mean, it's happened before.
Yep. Here's some breaking news. Jets wide receiver Allen Lazard is in play to be traded to the Steelers.
No, that's not real.
Yeah. Yeah, after they traded George Pickens to the Cowboys, per Pro Football Talk.
Shut up. So we called it earlier?
Yeah.
As a joke, we called it?
Yep. Alan Lazard.
There's step one. Here he comes.
Yep.
Here he comes. Aaron Rodgers bullying the Steelers into getting one of his boys in. Aaron Rodgers is a problem. He is a massive problem. This guy bullies. It never ceases to amaze me how he can bully general managers around. Just bullies people around. You can't do anything about it.
Well, are they doing it? Are they doing that as a preemptive? Hey,
yes,
look.
Dude. Alan Lazard. Alan Lazard's not better than the guys on their roster. He's just another one of them. That's an Aaron move. And I had heard before the draft that right before the draft, I found out Steelers weren't taking Shador. And then after the draft, at least not in the first round, I thought it was maybe possible after. Then after that, I heard their plan is, you know, Aaron Rodgers. I think they think that they've got a legit chance there. And I think Kirk Cousins is the backup, but it doesn't matter. Aaron Rodgers, and you and I made a joke about Randall Cobb. You said, who do they have? Who do they have if they move, you know, if they move away? And we went through the depth chart of who the Steelers have. It's not good. And our joke was, well, there's always Randall Cobb and Alan Lazard. Sure enough, before the show ends, you tell us that Alan Lazard could be headed to the Steelers.
Is this show supposed to service the local community or talk about national topics? Because we got more breaking news.
What in the world is that?
The Texans.
Yeah.
Have come to an agreement with Foley Fatakasi. Foley's back with your Houston Texans.
Okay. I'm actually okay with that. I thought Foley was pretty good this year. And you needed a big tackle. Maybe that's why they didn't draft defensive tackle. Because that whole time I thought defensive tackle would be a position they attacked. And once they didn't, maybe Foley this whole time was their backup option. So, okay, we're pretty much just running it back with the same guys that we've had over the last 2 years, right? Sheldon Rankins is there. Mario Edwards is back. Foley is back. Don't they have – there's another one back, too. It's like the same guys, the same defensive tackles.
So, I don't mind Foley coming back at all.
No, I don't mind it. That's fine.
Yeah.
I'm good with it. I thought he had some moments where he was pretty dang good.
Yeah. And you know what? They just need to be bulked up in the middle. They gotta be able to stop the run, and they gotta they could have used somebody more explosive. Although Foley got to seem like he was putting some pressure on. I mean, that's nice. That's nice. Good for them. Good on them. This is all about the offensive line. Everything is going to be about the offensive line. If they can't protect, if they can't run block, if they can't be much better for CJ this year, I feel like, okay, but who's had the best offseason in the division?
Well, it can't be Texans. What did the Texans do that's so great?
You would have to really love their draft.
Well, yeah, Christian it'd have Kirk. To be the draft. Christian Kirk, to me, is just whatever. I mean, guy's been hurt all the time. He played, what, 4 games last year? He didn't play a lot last year. He's been hurt a lot.
You like the Jags picking up Travis Hunter? I like the
Colts
picking up.
No, I didn't love that. I didn't love those picks.
I didn't love the trade, but I like the player.
Yeah, I like the player, but
I didn't like the trade at all.
Have you heard James Gladstone, the general manager, who's like 34? Have you heard him talk?
No.
It's kind of creepy. If you went and found Dell, if you could go find where he talks about, we could play it in the next segment, in his post-draft conference where he talks about how they're going to operate and why they made the trade for Travis Hunter, he talks about, we're going hunting. We hunt. That's Jaguar football now. We're going hunting.
Isn't that what Kirby Smart said?
Yeah.
So you liked it when Kirby did it.
Yeah, because Kirby's a real one. Because Kirby says that he's got – you can't just be 34 years old and never done anything. Kirby coached for Nick Saban. Kirby has had actual killers on his squad. Kirby developed some. Kirby literally said before the TCU championship game, said, Kirby, what do you plan on doing? What's the plan for today? Aggression. We're going to go out hunting. We're going to go hunting today. She goes, is that it? That's it. We're going to hunt as hard as we possibly can. Thank you. And I immediately said, if you've got TCU plus any amount of points,
plus 80,
you've already lost. You've already lost because Kirby's going hunt.
So they got the creep and they have this guy?
Duval.
Those are the guys at the top of the org chart. Yeah. Along
it
with
because I remember when we made fun of like Jonathan Gannon and Dan Campbell's press conferences, so they turned out pretty good. Well,
Campbell did.
Yeah, I mean Gannon, I think, is better than expected, but it hasn't really manifested itself in anything.
Do you want to lose a game to this guy,
Duval?
No.
I like the Colts picking up. I'm telling you, Tyler Warren is going to be a problem in this division for years to come.
Yeah. How about Richardson?
Yeah, who's going to throw him the ball the first year?
Is Daniel Jones or Richardson going to be a problem?
Okay.
When the Colts get a quarterback, Tyler Warren will be a problem.
He's going to be a problem.
He's going to be a problem. You know what else is a problem?
If they get a quarterback.
You know what else is a problem? Mother's Day is coming up, right? And you can't play poker on Mother's Day, right? So what did they do? They moved the big tournament. It's the Texas Card House Houston Sunday Tournament. It's the 10-year anniversary. It's going to be on Saturday, okay? And you want to talk about big. It is going to be big. If you're looking for a big, big tournament this Saturday, you've got it. Not Mother's Day. They're going to have it on a Saturday. So if you're looking for a great place to play, starts at 2 o'clock, big money involved, all right? And it's one-day event. Okay, with $50K on the line. You're looking for a great tournament this Saturday. It's at Texas Card House on Westheimer. If you're looking for a great place to just go play, get your cards on, let's go. Get on over there. There's always a game going on 24/7. It is just awesome. I love Texas Card House. Either in spring or at Texas Card House on Westheimer, right there in the city. You're looking for a great place to get your poker on, PLO, 1-3, 1-2, and more, all at Texas Card House. I'm loving it. You'll love it. The bar is open till 2 a.m., and it's 24/7. You can always find a game at Texas Card House. And if you like to play at home, download Hijack Poker app, where you can play against Texas people, only in Texas, made by Texas Card House. TexasCardHouse.com. Go to the website and see all the great events coming up at TexasCardHouse.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. Looks like Notre Dame-USC is coming to an end. USC tired. And you know what? And rightfully so. Who was it? Oh, Mick Cronin this year.
Mm-hmm.
Was berating the media. Hey, you know what? The people on the East Coast got to make the trip here too. And he was like, really? They come here once and they play the USC and us? And we do it four times going out there and it's the same? Are you an idiot? And USC's like, we got to play all these Midwestern games with Big Ten teams. We can't afford another trip to Notre Dame. We got to – that – out of conference game, we got to stay close to home, and I don't disagree with him, right?
Yeah, we always knew this was going to happen. Like, you can't screw up the regional stuff. It was tough. Now that was one that was, you know, that one made some sense because it was one of your out of conference. But like you said, you have to do so much traveling now. Subtract that one, and that's maybe one of the reasons Notre Dame has been looking to do the. Well, I'm sure it is hand in hand why Notre Dame is going to do the deal with Clemson, because it's a more more sense regionally, and they knew they were losing the USC deal or the USC deal. Yeah,
for Notre Dame, it's easy. I mean, they're playing. You know, they can control their own schedule every year. They don't have to travel back and forth from coast to coast. First of all, they're in the middle of the country, which makes it easier for them right away. And secondly, you know what? USC don't want to play. That's fine. We'll pick up another big game. But the USC-Notre Dame game has been historic. I mean, that's one of the top rivalries in college football. They play every year. They haven't had any affiliation other than we're going to play every year. And it's been there's been great moments in that series. It's just no one cares about any tradition anymore. Nothing. All the I guess the kids don't care, right? They don't have any they don't even know who O.J. Simpson was or Charles White was or any.
Well,
they don't,
no.
They don't, yeah,
they don't care about that.
They don't care. And so what's the difference?
They don't even know about the Bush push. The Bush push. They don't even know about that.
Yeah. I mean, so I don't know. I don't know. Did you happen to see the fight between the Pittsburgh Pirate? I guess he's one of those guys that stand at the end of the aisle and they seat you. What are they called? Ushers?
Oh, ushers,
oh, yeah.
Yeah,
he's an usher. He's an usher. And the fight between him and the fan?
No, I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah.
You're going after it with an usher?
An usher.
I've never seen that before.
The guy spit on him. And they were arguing, and then the usher threw some hands, and then he took off his belt. Yeah, it's easy to find.
Oh my gosh, I
bet Pittsburgh Pirate usher and fan going at it. Dude's bleeding from the mouth. He caught him a couple of times. And,
really? Oh my gosh.
Yeah, yeah. And then he had to take off his belt and go after him. It's kind of funny. You don't normally see an usher fighting with.
No,
you're supposed to. Aren't you supposed to? I don't think
de-escalate.
That's in the job description.
Well, there are some ushers who are probably ready to get down if it needs.
Was there a spit in the face?
Yeah, there was
from the fan to the usher,
and
at that point, it's no longer about I work this job that's part time.
You
spit my
face
and. Then whatever comes your way,
that's actually true. The usher part leaves when you have somebody spit in your face.
Oh. Yeah.
That's like somebody taking off one of those dandies, taking off their gloves and slapping you in the face.
That's very true. It's an insult you cannot take. You spit in my face or you slap me in the face with a glove. And I think that's why the usher took off his belt to whip him. At that point, you're just looking to humiliate someone after they spit in your face. You're going to beat him down a little bit and then humiliate him. Like, if you're going to go home, hey, honey, what happened at the Pirates game? An usher took his belt off and whipped me with it. What? First he beat me up, and then he took his belt off and whipped me with it. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was my day. How was your day?
Well, you know, the kids were a bit of a hassle, but yeah, that's normal.
I got beat up and belt whipped by an usher. It was kind of a big dude, though. The usher's kind of a big dude.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't have challenged him.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm not going to spit in his face.
No, of course.
You spit in another man's face and
whatever you get. Yeah, that you deserve it. But the guy, like you said, the usher's a pretty big guy, so maybe don't do anything, period. And then I guess the guy thought the protection of him, a paying customer, I can do what I want. Nah. The usher doesn't get paid enough to take you spitting in his face. I don't know how much he enjoys his job, but there's a real chance he doesn't like it, that job, very much. And then you're going to spit in his face?
And what do you do if you're the team now? If I'm the president of the organization, I'm like, I got to fire this guy because he's beating up a fan. Or what? He spit in his face.
What do you do?
I don't know the guy's name. Look, David. I think what you did was justified, but then you took your belt off. And once you take your belt off...
I mean, that is a step maybe too far.
Yeah, once you take your belt off, then there's not a lot I can do here.
Usher fight at PNC Park.
Mm-mm.
Mm. And what... When we will warn you... Oh, this is not even... I got to take down my status of my... I got to back down the status here at on my... YouTube, so I can watch it. It's blocked on YouTube. Not blocked on YouTube because the NFL, my computer, I have to turn down. Oh,
it's all
too
over
violent.
Twitter.
Shut up. So this, so I'm. That's 14 hours ago. This is it. It's in a. Oh my gosh! So he just starts clocking the usher's the one who swings first.
Mm-mm.
So we're arguing that he got his face spit in there.
That was what I saw captions of.
Look at the dudes in the background just sitting there with their phones, just watching.
Yeah, you're not going to get in the middle of that.
No, I don't want it.
It's better than the Pirates game.
I would have been the guy with the camera. Oh, this is fun.
Why is he yelling at that guy, too? And the belt comes off.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not going to be able to keep his job after this.
He can't keep his job when you're belt whipping.
You can't whip somebody with a belt.
You can't
whip a paying fan with a belt.
Yeah, there are multiple angles, which is great.
Wow.
I looked it up again. So Yeah, they're alleging that the fan harassed him, spit on him, called him names, and also was harassing a female worker. And that's how this all popped off.
Oh, yeah, so you got to go.
Yeah, that's, you see the spit. He spits at him from, like, a distance. Like, this is clear. The guy tried to spit on him. And the usher was like, nah, that's enough.
Yeah.
I've had to deal with your words, and I got to deal with your saliva.
Yeah, yeah, but you can't take the belt off and whip a fan. I've never heard of anyone being able to make it through.
Yeah. Where are you guys now that we're a day closer to the NFL schedule reveal?
I'm pretty excited.
I hope.
I can't wait. What's it going to look like? Do we even know who anyone's even playing?
Yeah, we kind of do.
Oh,
well, we do, except two games.
We just don't know the times or the dates.
So we know 15 of the games?
Oh, no, we know. Actually, we know all the games.
We know opponents.
Yeah,
outside the division.
We never know. Maybe we play most of this season in Germany. Do we even know?
We don't know that.
That's true. We could be.
Are we going to be in Brazil this year?
We don't know.
Are we playing in London? I think we actually do know the teams that are going to
London.
Yeah,
we do know the teams who are playing outside the country.
We actually do already know that. Yeah.
Oh, we do.
But we don't know which week.
I missed that part of the schedule.
Like, when is our bye week? Do you even know when the bye week is?
Don't know. Are we playing on Christmas again?
We don't know.
On Netflix? We don't know. Amazon, how many games?
Boy,
our streaming services are we going to play?
After our last Christmas game, do you think they're inviting us back for another Christmas game?
Well, is Beyonce showing up again?
We didn't have Thanksgiving. We had Christmas game, yeah.
Yeah, and the Ravens.
And that Sunday night game was cool versus the Lions. It was historic the way it ended.
Maybe we stay off of primetime.
Yeah.
It's been like that forever, since 2002.
No, a lot of fans were clamoring, hey, all the primetime games. How did that work out?
12.
How did that work out?
Keep all the games at 12. Gives you a better chance.
No, people were excited. A lot of interest in the
Texans.
Well,
screw the people.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. We win at 12. We lose every other time.
How many primetime games the Texans get?
When, last year?
Was it four?
No, how many are they going to get this year?
They'll get plenty. CJ's still here.
Not like last
Probably
year.
Not as many.
Three.
The excitement is not there for him this year.
I'll say
there
three.
There was a lot of excitement about this team at this
I'll
time
say three.
Year.
You don't think Nick Caley's going to change
more than that?
More than three national champions? I mean, national games?
Listen, no, they did Thursday night. They did
Thursday,
Monday,
Sunday.
Night, they did Christmas Day.
Christmas.
They
won't be on Christmas. They won't be on Christmas for sure.
No.
Maybe Thanksgiving. And you do have Monday, Thursday.
I don't know.
You do have Monday, Thursday, Sunday.
They're not playing at the Cowboys or Detroit this year, so.
Monday, Thursday, Sunday. Oh, no, that's right. Good point. Yeah. Well, but you also get that last game. Remember, there's three.
There's three Thanksgiving. Oh, right.
There's the third game.
I forgot about the one.
It's usually it's an AFC game. So you might be there.
You might.
I don't know. I don't think three is crazy. Like, three of the 17 weeks, that's still. I mean, I don't know. I guess it's less than 15% of the time. No. Maybe four. Maybe four.
I think four or five. So we have stuck to it's national stay on break day. Stay on time for break day.
Do you remember what happened to me yesterday where I got confused? We were so far off break. I thought the show was over and I left. And Dell comes down later and goes, hey, did you ever come back for News of the Weird? I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, well, you just left, and you didn't come back.
Yeah, you just left yesterday.
And I said, wasn't the show over? He goes, no, we had News of the Weird. He goes, do you remember any of the stories? I'm like, I don't remember any of the News of the Weird stories.
Yeah, that's because
we didn't have
it yet. I said,
wait,
well,
we still
one coming
kept
up.
Doing a show?
Yeah, we got one coming up, so don't go anywhere this time, Lance. But the reason that we're late to this one is because Dell has to do it, and no one cares.
What?
Oh, sorry.
Do you know that we do stuff for clients?
You think
that was – it's not about me, by the way. I know you want to insult me, but this
me,
is actually
is.
About the
no,
client.
No, we care about the spot. We just don't care about you.
Well, that doesn't help them either, I guess. But let's move on. Let's try to stay as close to the break as possible, but I will begin with this. Let's talk about the great people over at Monument Chevrolet. And I say people, even though they sell cars, because they're all about being a family. So whether you are someone who works there or someone who's trying to get a car from Monument, they are going to treat you like like they've known you for years. And that's just part of the Monument Chevrolet experience. So first, what you need to do is check out that entire inventory on monumentchevrolet.com. They have a wide selection, whether you want something new or pre-owned is all there for you. And of course, if you own a business, they have stuff for your fleet as well. And then when you get out there, you might run into someone like Javier. He is their salesperson of the week. He is not about high pressure. He understands the car buying experience can be a little wonky for people. You're not sure what you want. So he'll walk you through the process. And he doesn't mind answering as many questions as you have to ask. So if you got one more, just ask Javier. He's there for you. And that's how you get treated by everyone at Monument Chevrolet. So check out all they have to offer and then get on that lot in Pasadena off of Beltway 8 and 225 and take a look at the wide selection of vehicles, whether you want a Trax or an Equinox or a Blazer or maybe a Silverado 1500. It's all there for you. And the great people at Monument Chevrolet will show you what they have to offer. So in Pasadena off of Beltway 8 and 225, remember that website, monumentchevrolet.com. And also remember this, Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Oh, here's something weird. Cities that you cannot afford to live in if you make $100,000. Top of the list? Not weird. It's San Francisco.
Yeah.
Boston, Honolulu, Washington,
you say
Seattle.
You say Austin or Boston?
Boston. Honolulu, Washington, Seattle, New York, Denver. You know where you can afford to live on a net monthly income?
Yes, San Antonio.
Houston.
Oh.
Houston's on the list.
Yeah, everyone thinks we're super cheap here. Know that we're super cheap.
No, but you can actually live here on an income of you can actually live on a net monthly income of $883.
Can you? That's a curious.
I don't believe you.
That's a curious little story that you're reading there.
Yeah, that's strange. That is the news of the weird.
You can live here, maybe not in a car.
So this guy in Britain, he's a fair dodger. He has 30,000 pounds in unpaid fines for train fare evasion.
30,000?
30,000. He had a court date. Guess what happened?
Missed it.
Nope.
What?
He jumped on a train without paying for it to get to his court date.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's his brand.
Well, he's on brand. That's what I love about him.
He should be an influencer where that should be his whole thing, and he gets paid for jumping fares.
Jumping trains. Yeah. Jumping trains without paying. I don't mind.
I'm headed to see the – what do they call lawyers there? Barrister. I'm headed to see my barrister. And watch this. Look at this irony. I'm going to jump a fare headed to the courts. Are they courts or are they tribunals? What do they call them over there?
Whatever they are.
Whoever.
I don't know if everything in Britain has a special word that we don't use. It might just be courts over there.
Yeah. It's got to have some kind of little
might
word.
Might be. Right. Right.
They wear
right.
wigs. They literally wear wigs.
Wear wigs, yeah.
What?
A second grader in Kentucky actually, and I'm looking at the picture of the delivery, ordered 70,000 suckers. And Amazon apparently left it right on their doorstep, all 70,000 of them.
Man. Does that take a pallet? Like how?
Yeah. How much does that
how
weigh?
How do you deliver?
Well, probably multiple boxes.
To one house. 70,000 suckers. And you deserve that if you let your second grader order
something. Now, listen. It's easy. All they have to do is get on your computer. Your credit card's already saved. They could order it. You got to have something with Amazon where they go, are you sure? We're going to make a phone call to make sure this is right.
I get a call if my credit card goes to Target, right? You're not getting a call.
We blocked it. We blocked. What? Why didn't this charge go through? We blocked it. We just weren't sure it was you at Target.
Yeah, what? My wife never. Oh no, if my wife if her credit card is at Target, oh sorry, that's not her. You're right.
What's the level store that alerts your credit card company that it's not in your possession anymore? What do you think? Is it Home Goods?
I've had that happen at NRG Stadium at a concession stand.
Really?
I was getting drinks. Yeah. Well, it was just randomly like, sorry.
We think
there may be fraud, Lance. If this was you, just reply yes and then go back and try it again. Like, you guys already embarrassed me.
Yeah, I tried to use
what
my...
What are you talking about?
I tried... Like, we go to Wildcat for remotes. I tried to use my card at the bar and it got declined.
Well,
like, wait a minute.
They're like, drink. You're not... No! They're like, you're never at a golf course.
Yeah, that's actually a good job by your bank.
Yeah, that was the – well, that's the bit, John Lance.
Right. That's it. I know.
John
I know
got
what
it.
The bit is.
I'm not going after you. Lance is the one.
Yeah. So, let's see. Well, we got time. Oh, no. We got to get out on time.
Oh, it's not on time.
It's
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
What do you mean?
It's
on
National
time.
Get
it's
Out
national
on Time
Day. Yep.
It's National Get Out on Time. We want to make sure you adhere to it, Dell, and celebrate.
By getting out of your show at 10 o'clock?
Right. Exactly. No. For all your breaks, make sure you're on time.
I told
and the
you.
Rest of the station,
stop
too.
Trying to impose your way of life on me.
National Get Out a break. Get Out on Time Day, okay? And we're doing that right now on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Y'all have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, everybody.